as we begin our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved of God, St. Paul reminds us in Romans 3:23 that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are to approach God's throne of grace with confidence, confessing our sins to him. So let us confess to him in the silence of our hearts. And now we confess our sins as a community of faith. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name. Amen. Hear the good news of God's mercy. St. Mark proclaims, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Because Jesus Christ has carried your sin to the cross and is risen from the dead, your failure is not greater than his grace. In the name of Jesus Christ and by his authority, I announce to you the forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us join in our opening. Heavenly Father, remind us that true faith is about love and faith, not empty routines. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and your love, and keep us from just going through the motions of religion. Let our daily life be a living sacrifice of love in action. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share the peace of the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In our reading today, Jesus sums up the entire Old Testament law with the two great commandments. Our Lord shows us that true worship in our everyday life is not about a few rules or rituals, but always involves a radical love for God and for our neighbors. How will you live out your faith? Consider our Lord's words as he reminds us that our love for God must overflow into how we treat the people around us every day. Our reading is from Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," Jesus answered, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. The word of the Lord.
Will you please join me in prayer? Gracious Lord God, we thank you and praise you for this time, for this day. We know it's not an accident that any of us are here today, that you have called us, that your Holy Spirit is with us, and we ask that you would work in each one of our hearts that we may know and understand more deeply who you are and what your calling is for our life, but also that you would instill in us an even greater love for you, in Jesus' name, amen. Hey, I'm going to invite you to be seated. I got to get something ready here because, you know, it's very important that we are able to get close to God. And, you know, I don't know, you know, as we think about getting close to God, we usually have to kind of go up, right? There we are. And as we, you know, as we're getting into our new series for the fall, Graced, well, if you don't know it already, that Graced acronym is on the front of your bulletin every single week. And if you don't know what each one of these letters stands for, just refer to it, or just, and even better, keep coming back every week for the next 8 weeks, okay, including today. And, you know, and part of the question becomes, you know, is this all about, you know, following these ideas of going to God in prayer and all of these things? Is this about getting closer to God? So, I have a little illustration here, and I have a voluntold person here. Yes, come on, Tobias. And we're going to try to get him a little closer to God. He already is very close to God, but you know what? This is not going to do it because, you know, there's just not enough steps here. So let's do this and go ahead and raise that side up, Tobias. Yeah. More. Oh, you're going faster than I am. Yeah, you know what? No, we need to go a little higher. So let's get it up higher. And I think, what do you think? Let me get this up there. Are we even? I think we're even. Okay, very good. Let's make sure it's secure because we don't want any unforeseen tragedies here. Okay. Now, let me move it this way just a little bit so everybody can see it. You know, would you say he's a pretty holy guy? You know, all right, take a step up there, all right? There you go, hang on tight. And you know what? He's got this fancy schmancy robe on that makes him look very holy. And he's a pastor. So, you know what? Take two steps up for that, okay? Now, he does have a cross there, but you know what? I think a bigger cross is in order. And since you have a bigger cross now, you know, go ahead and take another step up for this magnificent cross. You're earning your way. Oh, but wait a minute. Did you sin this week? All right. Now, You have a very fine, big study Bible that I know you study. So up you go. All right. And, you know, I know you pray and do all sorts of things. So we'll just let that little light shine, and you're so good at that. And don't you think you should take another step up? Yeah. Yeah, take another step up. Now, you know, I like to think that I've got some of this stuff too, so I'm going to take a couple steps up, and that's a long ways up there though, isn't it? I'm never going to measure up to this guy right here. Please be careful. But this is often how in the world we think about the faith. That you know, that we go through life and there's what else do I need to do to take another step up to get closer to God, to be more acceptable to God? And you know, and actually let's do the next slide here, because the ladder here is based on a text out of Genesis where Jacob has a dream about the angels ascending and descending into heaven. But the Jews had, they had pulled together all of the commands of God, and we think of, you know, the Ten Commandments, but they actually had 613 laws. And imagine this, 613 steps. Would you want to go that high? No. But this was the idea that to be acceptable to God, you have to keep going. But what we're going to see is that God has a different plan for us. He never intended this to be stepping up. But what he intends for us and for you is that his law shows us our need for him and humbles us and brings us, yes, back down to earth. So we come down, it shows our need for God. And what we're going to see is that the beauty of what God does through his word is he drives us actually to our knees. And let's go to the next slide here, because let's thank our volunteer here. You know, when Jesus is asked, of all the commandments, which are the greatest, he quotes the Old Testament. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, okay? But if you look at this, what is Jesus doing for the disciples right here? Washing feet. And I just want you to notice something. Jesus was not climbing this ladder to the very top and saying, all right, y'all come up with me. What Jesus was doing was going down on his knees as a servant, washing his disciples' feet, caring for them, and saying to folks, this is what loving the Lord looks like. This is what loving the people around you looks like. Not ascending on high, but coming down on your knees, washing feet. So let's look at that specific quote out of Matthew 12. Jesus says this, the most important one, answered Jesus, is this, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with how much of your heart? All your heart, and with how much of your soul? All your soul. And how much of your mind? All. And how much of your strength? All. How are you doing with that? And focus in on the word all. What we're seeing here is there is no, oh yeah, I got this all. What's happening is we're being driven to our knees, saying, Lord, have mercy, and let me serve you here on my knees. And the second is like this. In verse 31, love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than these. And it was love your neighbor as yourself. In fact, let's go into the last verse there. To love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings or sacrifices. Remember the burnt offerings and sacrifices, they thought, well, if I do this burnt offering, make this sacrifice, make this tithe, I'm good. And what Jesus was saying was to love the Lord and to love neighbor is more important than that list. of things that you are supposed to do. And Jesus really redefines for us and his disciples, of course, first, about in John chapter 13, which is right after Jesus had washed his disciples' feet, and they are thoroughly confused because they were thinking, okay, who's going to be the greatest and how are we going to get up here? And Jesus says this, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. What he's done here, remember, I remember love your neighbor as yourself. How many of you on occasion don't like yourself very much? Okay. Half of you, a good, all right, that's all right. And so you think, well, I don't know about you, but there's times when I'm kind of in a bad place, and I think, I don't think God intended for me to love my neighbor the same way I'm loving myself right now. And what's wonderful is Jesus completely redefines this, and he says, no, I want you to love your neighbor as I have loved you, serving you, caring for you, sacrificing myself for you. That's the mark of love. By the way, how are you doing with that? Drives us to our knees, doesn't it? But then he says this, how are people going to know that you're my disciples? He tells us, verse 35, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples. If you climb the ladder real high, or what? If you what, one another? If you love one another. And so there's that foot washing again. In the same way that I have loved you, go ahead to the next one, please. In the same way that I have loved you, there it is. That's what I want. That's what I want you to do. C.S. Lewis says this about that kind of love for neighbor. He says, you cannot love a fellow creature, a fellow human being, fully until you love God. And somebody else put it another way. If you want to love others better, more deeply, more perfectly, it must start with loving the Lord God. Now, on to our GRACED. This is meant to be an introduction for you, but here's our GRACED acronym that we have here. If you want the complete one, guess where you can look? Front of your bulletin, there, right there. And that first one, go to God in prayer daily. Read God's word daily. Attend worship regularly. What I don't want you to see here is saying, okay, well, let's see. I went to God daily in prayer today. I read God's word daily. Oh, but I missed a day. Okay, no. Attend worship regularly. I'm here. Up another step. Connect in a study or small group. These are all good, but they're not steps up. Engage in service in the church and community and beyond. And dedicate ourselves to the tithe and beyond. Why do we do this? We always want to make sure we wanted you to understand the motivation here, that this is not about climbing this ladder of success with God. Paul warns us about some of the dangers with this. And in Romans chapter 10, he writes this. I know what enthusiasm and he's talking to the Pharisees, about the Pharisees and some of the very religious folks out there that were climbing this ladder. I know the enthusiasm they have for God. They really want to get there. But it is misdirected zeal. For they don't understand God's way of making people right with himself. Refusing to accept God's way, they cling to their own way of getting right with God. And by trying to keep the law, by trying to climb the ladder to be acceptable to God. But back to our acronym. And my hope and prayer is over these next weeks that you'll be focused in on Jesus washing Peter's feet here. And to understand, again, this is not about climbing. But as we do these things, as we pray, as we read God's word, as we come together for worship and connect, as we engage in service, as we dedicate ourselves to giving, it will help us deepen our understanding of all of this. It'll help train our hearts and minds. It will teach us humility. It'll bring us to our knees. And it will show us our need for God. That's our prayer. And the last little word here is this. All of this, every one of these points of graced, is all about love. I don't have a fancy acronym there. I just had love on there with the cross, okay? But that's what this is about. Loving the Lord our God. And loving our neighbor as Jesus has loved them. So, be praying for this. I invite you to take your bulletin home, pray through each one of those things. In fact, do them, not to climb, but to deepen and to bring you to your knees. Let's pray, please. Lord God, we thank you and praise you for this time. We thank you and praise you for the gift and work of the Holy Spirit. We know it's only through the Holy Spirit that we will get to our knees. So, Lord, help us. Help us to grow and deepen, train us, teach us, drive us for the sake of your kingdom and for our own sake and for the sake of this world, that we may be lights in the darkness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hey, we're going to receive the offering at this time, and as we sing.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts. With them, we offer ourselves to your service and dedicate our lives to the care and redemption of all that you have made, for the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for your good. Your love endures forever. We praise you, Lord, for creating the heavens and the earth and the stars. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for the gift of the land, the gift of friendship and of families. Your love endures forever. Father, we praise you for raising your beloved Son from the dead, for defeating sin and death that we may live a new life now and forever. Send your Holy Spirit and renew our faith. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, Prince of Peace, we pray for peace between the nations of this world, for peace in the Middle East, for peace in Ukraine, for peace in every nation, community, and family. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we carry those who are dear to us to you and lay them at your feet, seeking your healing and help. Watch over those who have been hospitalized this past week, Molly Spencer and Clinton Feuge. Bless and strengthen all in hospice care, Christy Wendt, Alice Behrens, and Emma Hirschfield. Be with those who are grieving, like the family of Marianne Krieger, and give strength and healing to all who are undergoing treatment and therapy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Receive God's rich blessings. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us sing our final song. Praise him indeed. What a wonderful service. A few last announcements. We have a new members class coming up on September 20th. So if you've been visiting us for a while or you've been thinking about going a little deeper and joining us, please come on out, learn about what Holy Ghost has in store, who we are, what we do here, our ministries in the community, the Bible studies, how you can connect, everything about that graced you will learn there. So please join us on September 20th. Also, we'll have a prayer minister here. Kathy's going to be up here to pray for you. If anything remains on your heart after the service, if there's a joy, if there's a sadness, if there's a concern, don't take it home with you. Bring it up here. Bring it to God. Let us pray over it and take it off your heart. Let God. And the worship is now ended. We leave to live out God's call, the lost and to strengthen the saved. Blessing and, oh, may we go to be and make disciples. Blessing and teaching in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And remember, he's with you always, even till the end of time.